another race to the top?
I know we can outcompete any other nation on Earth. We just have to make sure we're doing everything we can to unlock the productivity of American workers, unleash the ingenuity of American businesses, and harness the dynamism of America's economy.
President Obama's secret weapon is an army of 21st century Thomas Edisons, a boatload of trained workers who will work longer hours for less money to sell turbines and windmills to India. Assessing the White House definition of competition and productivity, as the State of the Union seems to be all about jobs. Obama's great game. If you can't compete, you don't win. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. A conversation about politics and economics. If America can't compete, it won't win. The State of the Union is going to be all about jobs. That's our job this morning on this Tuesday, January 25th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is under the weather this morning. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Protests on the streets across the Middle East. It's a freedom, let freedom ring moment, it seems. Some happening now, some scheduled to take place. We go to Lebanon first. The sound of thousands gathering in Beirut and in other cities as part of a nationwide day of rage against Hezbollah. The Iranian-backed group is on the verge of taking control of the Lebanese government after endorsing a candidate for prime minister. U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says that jeopardizes U.S. support.
The larger the role played by Hezbollah in this government, the more problematic our relationship will be.
Hezbollah's apparent takeover of Lebanon would also raise tensions with Israel. Meanwhile, across the Mediterranean in Egypt, nationwide protests organized on Facebook and Twitter are scheduled to begin this hour. More than 90,000 people have signed up to participate in a day of revolution framed by organizers as a stand against torture, poverty, and corruption in Egypt. In the past, security forces have dealt violently with such protests and are issuing warnings this morning. Protests are energized by the so-called Jasmine Revolution to the west in Tunisia. More rallies today, continuing on the streets to demand the removal of all members of the former regime from the interim government. A top U.S. diplomat is now in Tunisia to aid in the transition to democracy. An update now on yesterday's bombing at a Moscow airport. Eight foreigners are among the 35 killed by a suicide bomber. No claim of responsibility yet, but past attacks have been traced to the predominantly Muslim region in the Caucasus. Lawyers for former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel will file an appeal today to the Illinois Supreme Court to try to overturn yesterday's ruling that threw Emanuel off the Chicago mayoral ballot. Rahm Emanuel says there's no doubt he'll win the legal fight.
As my father always used to say, nothing's ever easy in life. So nothing's ever easy. So there's just one turn in the road.
Political analysts in Illinois are not so sure. Time is short. Ballot printing is expected to begin in a few days. Emanuel is up big in most polls, though. His old boss, President Obama, gives his second State of the Union address tonight, expected to make the point that both parties need to find common ground in order to tackle the nation's problems. Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesman, says last year's lame duck Congress should be a blueprint.
People put aside game playing and broad bipartisan majorities made progress on behalf of the American people.
Gibbs says the president will push for strengthening job creation by investing in education, innovation, and infrastructure. We're going to critique of that message in a moment. And there's going to be a new face in the cabinet. Carol Browner, the president's top advisor on energy and climate matters, is stepping down, which essentially guarantees there will be no major White House push for a climate change bill this year. Big issue Congress will deal with this year is a projected $125 billion deficit at the state level. Yesterday, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor said there will be no federal bailout for the states. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,980. The S&P opens at 1,290 and the Nasdaq at 2,717. We're going to look ahead to tonight's State of the Union address with a view from someone who helped write for a president himself. Former George W. Bush speechwriter Matt Latimer joins us. That's ahead. But first, an economic critique of the Obama jobs message. If we don't compete, we can't win. Who says?